From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley studios in Boston, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. The economy may be the most important issue this election season, but global warming could be a hotter topic than expected. A new poll out from Yale University finds that a broad majority of undecided likely voters, as well as Obama-leaning voters, view climate change as real and want Washington to do more to address it. The Yale Project on Climate Change Communication conducted the survey this summer, and co-author Jeffrey Feinberg explained the results.
The findings that we're going to talk about today, we released because we thought in the run-up to the election, people would be interested in how undecided likely voters think about climate change. What we do is we look at a number of different variables that help us predict propensity to vote, such as, you know, for example, are you registered? We only look at likely people who say they're likely to vote, people who know where to vote. Those kinds of things all go into the mix to help us look at people we think are particularly likely to vote.
Now, how big was your sample?
We talked to a total of about 1,100 Americans and about 700 of them we're defining as likely voters.
And 7% of the likely voters were undecided.
That's our estimate, yes, and don't lean toward one of the other candidates.
What are the views of those likely undecided voters in terms of climate?
These likely undecided voters look an awful lot like likely Obama voters. Virtually all of them believe that global warming is happening, 80% of them, 8 in 10. Compared to Obama voters, 86% of them believe it's happening. And this is in contrast to likely Romney voters. Fewer than half of them believe that global warming is happening, only 45%, and actually 1 in 3 of them think it's not happening.
How many of these undecided voters say that a presidential candidate's position on global warming will be one of several factors determining how they might cast their votes?
Over half. What we see is that not many say that global warming is the key issue for them, only about 1 in 20. However, over half, about 6 in 10, say that it is among the important issues that will help them decide their vote.
What proportion of them believe that global warming is caused by anthropogenic, that is, human activity?
Actually, the majority do. And again, they look very much like Obama voters and very different from likely Romney voters. 2 in 3 believe that global warming is caused mostly by human activities, and only about 1 in 5 believe it's caused mostly by natural changes in the environment. And that's virtually the same as Obama voters. Likely Romney voters, however, look very different. They're only 1 in 5 think that if global warming is happening, it's caused by human activities, and half of likely Romney voters think it's caused mostly by natural changes in the environment.
Now, what about these undecided voters and their attitudes about the story from science? How many of them agree that science says that global warming is real?
I'll just state at the outset that, you know, there is in fact a virtual consensus among climate scientists that global warming is happening. And there have been a number of academic papers which document this. And 2 in 3 Obama voters understand that. Relatively few Romney voters, 22% believe that there is a consensus. And in fact, the majority of Romney voters, over half, 57%, think that there's a lot of confusion and debate among scientists as to whether or not global warming is happening. Now, the undecideds fall in between the two. A little fewer than half, 46% of the undecideds, think that most scientists think global warming is happening, and about the same amount, 42%, think that there's a lot of disagreement.
Based on your polling data, how would you advise the candidates to handle themselves on climate in the upcoming debates?
Both candidates want to win over these undecideds. And so I think Mr. Obama might do well to reiterate that he believes global warming is happening, that it's not a hoax, he believes it's human caused, and that we need to find solutions to solve the problem. Now, Mr. Romney is in a tougher spot because a number of his base either doesn't believe it's happening or doesn't think it's human caused. So I suppose if I were Mr. Romney, what I would say is that, look, this is something that needs to be taken very seriously. It's something that Democrats and Republicans need to work on carefully together to ensure that the science is good, to ensure that solutions are good, and that if in fact it is happening, that we need a free market approach to solve the problem. I think that might help him with his base and with undecideds. But, you know, no one's paying me the big bucks to be an advisor to one of these guys. So take that for what it's worth.
Jeff Feinberg is Research Director at the Yale Project on Climate Change Communication. Thank you so much, Jeff.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having us.